Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted on tonight to have each and every one of you on this ministry. I want to thank God, my family, and all of my friends, and my co-host as well, and any individual who's on the phone right now. Thank you so much. We have over 100 people on the line listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, on tonight, we're going to have a double portion ministry. This double portion ministry consists of course, prayer. And then it consists of a verse that the Lord gave me to give unto the people, because God says that this is a huge breakthrough for many people this week. Now, my job is not to prove to you that God is doing great things. My job is only to give you the information that the Lord has given unto me, and that is really called the revelation of God. And so we're going to pray unto God, because we have many prayer requests, and also we are expecting some great things just within this particular week. This week, God calls it is a special week. He calls it a divine connection week. He calls it a prophetic week. He calls it a success week. He calls it a victorious week. He calls it an anointed week. He says when the prophets all, it's like in their minds, they have a convention, and the convention deals with the revelation of God. And so he says that the prophecy of God is huge. He says this week, he says he is anointed each day. He says, and every day is strategic to those who love him and to those who know him. He says, and everything we do this week determines our destiny. And so in this particular thing, God points out that every day of this week is victorious. He says, we call each day victory, my victory, your breakthrough, your understanding, your aha moment. And he calls this week a week in which all of his children, he says, that he has called by name, will reap what they sow. A lot of people are going to be asking, am I in that number? Did I make the cut? And God says that you will understand the revelation better by and by, and you will understand what he has planned for your life. He says the storms of life are over, meaning the spiritual storms, those struggles, those times when we've been just thinking about, Lord, what should I do? What should I say? Those things are over. He says, because he did not give us the spirit of indecisiveness. He gave us the spirit of boldness and the spirit of coming unto him in order to seek guidance. He says that all of our steps are ordered, not by man, but by God. And he says, because we are called so suddenly, he says that we must answer the call that he has given. He says, no particular time is ever a good time when the Lord calls our name. He says, but because we belong to him and because we are in the kingdom, he says he has restored our souls. So this particular ministry, we're going to pray unto God, and then we are going to look at the verse, which is Mark 4 and 39. But we're going to pray, so get into your praying position and get ready to receive a word from the Lord. You're listening to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. We are praying. None of this is scripted. Everything is about the anointing of God. Everything that you hear is by the power of God. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way, Lord. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord, and we thank you for keeping us up until this present moment. Lord, we realize and we understand that we have individuals who are going in the hospitals, Lord, and we ask, would you crown their heads from the top to the bottom? Would you bless their souls, Lord, and bless their surgeries and their procedures, and bless them to come out with a great report, because we know that you are the great I Am. You're the great physician. Then, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask, would you bless those who are coming out? Would you bless their rehabilitation? Would you bless their going in? Would you bless their acclimation back into this world, Heavenly Father? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to heal the infirmities of this world? Would you bless those who are indecisive about if they should go into the hospitals, Lord? You know what they need, and Lord, we ask that you give them the understanding and the courage, Lord. Then, Lord, this will be a week of many decisions, many going ins and coming outs, and we ask in the name of Jesus that everything we do be ordered by you strategically and prophetically. Lord, we thank you for the word. We thank you for the restoration and consecration. We thank you for saving us, Heavenly Father. And we ask that each word that comes out throughout this revelation that you have given unto the waiting people who are expecting financial breakthroughs, expecting promotions, expecting better lives, expecting to be closer to you, we ask that you give the word, Heavenly Father, where they will know your voice. I ask, would you decrease me to nothing and increase you to greatness? I ask that everything that we do from now and hereforth be directed and anointed and appointed by you. Lord, whatever it is that's within us that is not like you, we ask, would it be removed? Whatever we're thinking that's not like you, we ask, would it be taken away? And we ask, would we focus solely on you? We ask in the name of Jesus right now, would you give power to our minds, power to our mouths, power to our hands and our feet? Lord, we thank you for the answer prayers, Lord, and we thank you for the direction that you are taking us. We thank you for the new connections. We thank you for the veteran connections and those connections who are coming right now and those connections who are already here. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the power that you bestowed in this ministry. We thank you for the people who are listening. We thank you, Heavenly Father, and we ask that you bless everything that they touch to succeed and prosper. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us the revelation of perfecting our walks within you, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, as we walk into our destinies, that we walk into our destinies not as timid people, Lord, but as people with boldness, because we know who we belong to. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless our eyes to begin to see your glory and your vision that you have for our lives, and would you bless us to begin to build our empire, not a worldly empire, but a godly empire that edifies and magnifies who you are. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each guest who's coming on the ministry, Lord. We've just met over 25 guests who have expressed interest, Lord, from all over this land and country, and we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless them, Heavenly Father, and would you bless their words and their gifts to come out, and would you bless people to understand, Heavenly Father, that everything that comes is from you, Lord. Then, Lord, no matter how high we get, Heavenly Father, on the ladder, we ask that we never forget our purpose and never forget your perfect plan. Lord, we bestow everything, every burden that is weighing us down, Lord, and we give it to you right now in the name of Jesus. We ask that these words that are given on this ministry not fall on deaf ears, but fall on open ears, and not fall on infertile ground, but fall on fertile ground where it may grow and people may understand. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless each potential presidential candidate, Lord? Would you keep them safe, and would you bless the people who are around them, Lord? Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless the cities, Heavenly Father, and would you bless the states and the countries, and would you bless our college students, and would you bless those who are in bereavement, Lord, and those who are coming out of bereavement, would you bless those who are going through the trials of life, those who are in any type of pain, would you bless in the name of Jesus right now, Lord. And now, Lord, as we get ready to relinquish this prayer, we ask that every word that come out of this mouth be of you, Lord, and be of your revelation, because we are expecting some great things just this week, Lord. We know that we don't have to prove anything for the people, because your works precede us, Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for each opportunity, each platform that you've given us. And we ask, will we continue to lean and depend and trust in you, Lord? And, Lord, we ask, would you help us to be better in serving, better in how we treat people, better in our worship, Lord, because we know that without you we can do nothing. Then, Lord, we seek to please you in whatever we do. Help us to be God pleasers instead of man pleasers. Help us to be affirmed by you and consecrated by you and anointed by you. Lord Jesus, all we need is one yes for you, Lord, and you know our prayers and you know our needs, Heavenly Father. And we know and understand your wants, that you want us to love our neighbor, that you want us to do good, Heavenly Father, that you want us to turn the other cheek and that you want us to magnify who you are, Heavenly Father. We understand that. We ask, will we continue to seek your face? Lord, we bless your name, and we ask, would you bless each person who's listening from the jails, each person who's listening from their phones, each person who's listening in their homes, each person who's listening in the hospitals, those who are listening backstage, praise God, those who are listening, Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless them in a mighty and powerful way? Lord Jesus, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to pardon our sins, Heavenly Father, and help us, Heavenly Father, to be found worthy before you, Lord. We bow down to you, Lord, and we worship you, and we ask, would you continue to bless and take care of us, Heavenly Father. We ask, would you bless Monday, Heavenly Father, to be what you would have it to be, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the victory, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for showing yourself, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing our hearts and our minds. Lord, we thank you for blessing our hands, Lord. And on Tuesday, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for just blessing us, Heavenly Father. And on Wednesday, we thank you, Lord. Thursday, we thank you, Lord. And Friday, we say it's victory. And Saturday, Heavenly Father, we look forward to more of your goodness, your grace, and mercy. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the victory. We thank you for the celebration that's already going on, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for continuing to be the God in our lives that you are, Lord. We ask that we continue to put you first, Lord, and put us last, and our needs and wants last, and continue to put everything that you would have for us at the forefront, Lord. We ask that you allow our lights to shine, Heavenly Father, not just so men, women, and boys can, girls can see the light, but for us to be a light and for us to help this world, Heavenly Father, finds you. Then, Lord, we ask that everything we do edify and magnify who you are. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this particular prayer, we ask that we never be relinquished out of your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, amen, and amen. And I count it all done in the name of Jesus Christ. We are getting ready to go higher in the AfritaLoveShow.com. As I was preparing for this particular ministry, thinking that I was only coming on here to pray because God is getting ready to do some wonderful things, and I want all of our steps to be ordered. I want every move that we make to be strategic. I want our hearts to be right, our minds to be right, and our spirits to be renewed. The Lord gave me a verse, Mark 4:39, and it says, "And he arose and rebuked the wind." We're talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, "and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm." Amen. And God wants us to know that this is our season. The spiritual storms in our lives are over. And God says it is time for us to reap what we sow. Now, I know that you've heard me promote reaping what we sow. But I tell you what, I am confident in this very thing, that this week you are going to reap what you sow. If you're listening to this ministry, you are strategically listening to this ministry. It's not by accident. It's not by coincidence. It's not because you wanted to hear from God, but you are one of the recipients of reaping what has been sown. Whether you've been overlooked, misunderstood, whatever happens, God says that you are going to reap what you've sown. And so God is getting ready to bless us, he says, and in this blessing, we must be prepared to say yes. When you began, or when we began to say yes unto God, we are accepting his will. He says some things may seem uncomfortable to us, he says, because of the things we've been praying for. He says it's not going to be tailor-made toward us, because God knows the plans that he has for us. And what we have to do is trust and believe that whatever God does in our lives that changes our lives for the good is for the good. And so we're going to listen to gospel artist Sister Vanessa Bell Armstrong, and she sings Peace Be Still. And what happens is we find ourselves on a ship, and Jesus is on the ship, and Jesus falls asleep, and then a big storm comes. And when this big storm comes, everybody says, you know, there is a storm, and you act like you don't care. You're asleep. And God says, you must don't know who I am. And all God has to say is, peace, be still. All God has to say is, open up door, and it shall open. All he has to say is, close door. All he has to say is, be quiet, Satan. All he has to say is, I rebuke you, Satan, and it's done. And so we have to believe that as children of God. God says, if I brought you to it, I can bring you through it. Whatever God has for us belongs to us, and there's nobody that can stop it. God says, if it's really for you, he says, nobody can go up against him. He says, it's like David and Goliath. He says, and even, he says, whatever it is, no matter how great it is, whatever greatness that your burden is, God says that he is much bigger. God says he doesn't have to rise up. Amen. He says, because his word is already exalted. Is already exalted, and his word has power. He says, so whatever door that needs to be open in our lives will be open, and all he has to say is open door. I told you about a few days ago, a day ago maybe, that all you need is one yes. A lot of people seek affirmation. They seek proclamation, but God says the affirmation comes from him, because the world can love you, and you can still be a sinner. God says, but not only will he love you, but he will change you for your good. Everybody who likes what you're doing, who says, I like what you're doing, who pats you on the back, God says that some are for real, some are confused, and some don't want to see you do good, but God is genuine. He says, and all you need is one yes from God when we're talking about spirituality and the will of God. We're not talking about anything with the world. He says when we're talking about the spirituality of God, that's all you need is one yes. That's all you need. And when God wants to open the door for you, all he has to say is door open. There's nobody that can stop that door from opening for you. So don't be fooled. He says walk into your destiny with boldness. He says don't be like the sheep. The sheep were lost. He says they had to be guided by God. He says walk with boldness and present yourself as a predator seeking greatness, because there is something great within you that the world has not tapped into. So we're going to listen to Peace Be Still by Sister Vanessa Bell Armstrong. She is a legend in the gospel ministry, and I'm still working on getting her on this ministry, but she's a legend, and her music is very, very anointed. Her music parallels the Bible. and it's saving grace music, and it has power to it. And it's very befitting for this day, especially in Bellmead, Texas, because it is actually storming outside and it is raining. But guess what? We're in a place of refuge. And God can just say, peace be still, and I guarantee you the sun will come out. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with the love. I am your host, Dr. Afrita Love. This is Sister Vanessa Bell Armstrong. Peace be still. Whenever the Lord says peace, peace will, it shall be still. That was Sister Vanessa Bell Armstrong. Amen. You're listening to the AfricaLoveShow.com. We are going to go ahead and get into the lesson. This is an encouraging word from Mark 4:39. I want you to take out a sheet of paper. The Lord is going to give us some encouragement. The Lord says this week is a very special week for the prophets. It's a very special week for his children, those whom he have called. Now, I want you to look at Mark 4:39, because this particular verse is going to come in handy this week, because of the greatness of God and because of your faith and because of God's propelling us into our destiny. God says, do not walk into your destiny as a sheep who is timid. He says, but walk boldly into your destiny with confidence, knowing that he has sent you to that place. Amen. So this is Mark 4:39, and it says once again, and he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. God says the storms in life are over. He says those who have been praying will now reap what they sow. And we're looking for great expectancies this week. And so I want to give you what the Lord has given unto me. And the Lord says that spiritual gifts come. Spiritual gifts come from God. God says every good thing that we witness or that comes into our lives, whether it be a person, place, or thing, is from him. He says this week is special because each person who is a recipient of God's goodness, now don't get me wrong, God's goodness comes in many shapes and sizes. God's goodness comes when we wake up in the morning, but God says there are some particular parts of goodness that will filtrate itself into our lives. And God says that these good things and these people who will receive God's goodness this week is for as spiritual gifts, as for as a breakthrough or a blessing, says that all of these people have been in a storm. As a matter of fact, when Jesus begins to disperse his spiritual gifts, some of these individuals will be coming out of a storm. God says that many people want to know the description of a storm. Right now, if you're in Bellmead, Texas, you can look out the window and see a physical storm going on. You see the lightning and you hear the thunder and you see the raindrops falling. But God says that there is a spiritual storm that we have had to endure, crying at night, not knowing what to do, going through the storms of life. He says everyone has experienced this. He says, but for some reason, God has called these particular individuals by name who receive his blessing. He says, this is nothing that man can give you. This is no door that man can open for you out of courtesy. He says, this is a door that only God can open for you. And as I said before, the reason why you only need one yes is because of God's goodness and mercy and because he knows the plans that he has for you. So God says spiritual gifts arrive from him. Do not forget that. It's very important because once we receive these spiritual gifts, we're going to have to know who to give thanks to, and that is to God. Then he says, number two, good things that come unto us are ordained by God. Good things that come unto us are ordained by God. He says, now, many of us, we don't want to remember the storm that we went through because the storm caused us a lot of pain and stress. But God says sometimes it's good to reflect on the storm because the storm made us stronger. It made us depend on God more. It made us call on God more. It made us communicate unto God. So there are three different things that the Lord wants us to know on tonight. And he says the first word is boldness. Boldness is different from aggression. He says with boldness, you know exactly exactly who you belong to. He correlates this. I was telling some of the children in the church today, he correlates this to a test. He says when you've been studying and you know the material, he says you can go into that test room with confidence and you know all of the answers. He says, but if you didn't study for the test, he says that test is not for you, and you go in there as a wandering sheep and you try to figure out the answer. Well, God says the way that we know that we're in the right place at the right time and doing the right thing is that we can walk in boldness and we understand the path in which God has us to go, and we won't be lost. He says we've already passed the test, so he says go in boldness. Then number two, he says be sure to think on the good things. He says be sure to think on the good things. Now many people, God said, are broken because of the storm. The spiritual storm is broken, has been the cause of a breakdown. And when we talk about breakdown, we're talking about losing strength, we're talking about stress, we're talking about all those things. God says be sure to think on the good things. Well, Lord, thank you for blessing me to make it out of the storm. Lord, thank you for taking me to my destiny. Lord, thank you for keeping me. Lord, thank you for blessing me to walk with boldness and understand who I belong to. And so God says boldness, be sure to think on the good things. And then God says finally, he says we must endure. We must endure. When we speak about endurance, I always think about athletics. I always think about running. You have to train in order to be able to endure the race. God says, well, in the spiritual realm, the race is not given to the swift, but it is given to the one who endured until the end. God says continue to endure. He says continue to finish what you have started and then walk into your destiny. He says don't throw in the towel. Don't get big-headed. He says finish the great thing that he has started in order to bridge the way into your position, into your place, into your breakthrough, into your destiny. He says never forget the footsteps that cause you to walk into your destiny. And all of those footsteps are ordered by God. So when we talk about the whole aspect of the storm is over, we're talking about a spiritual storm. This does not mean that we are immune to any other storms. But God says that our breakthrough, what we've been expecting and what we've been wanting, is coming. He says the storm is almost gone. As a matter of fact, I can see the sun peeping through the clouds. The storm is almost gone, the storm in life. He says, so remember, as you walk into your destiny, as we walk into our destiny, as the greatness come from within us, God says, do so in boldness. Think on the good things. There are going to be a lot of negative things going on, but God says, think on the good things. And then he says, make sure that we endure. He says, do not neglect, do not forsake the great works that he has already set aside for us and in us. Do not neglect any of those things, but endure it. Continue to run the race until the finish, because the race is not given to the swift, but to those who endure to the end. God says just because he is unveiling our breakthrough, he is unveiling our destiny, and we are still working, God says doesn't mean that we throw in the towel and skip over everything. I told you about jumping the fence and crossing the field to get to the finish line. God says continue running. Endure until the end, because the race is not given to the swift. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to expect some great things this week. I want you to expect the move of God this week. I want you to expect your storms to be over. I want you to expect your pains to be gone, all of these pains in our necks and our backs. I mean, I was struggling last week. I had so much pain in my neck and my back, and my throat was hurting, and things of that nature. But God says those things are over. They're in the past. And if you can endure your storms, God says you can walk into your destiny with boldness, you can think on the good things, and you can endure. If you look at any great runner, there are some muscle pains that we go through as we run. And the reason why is because some of our muscles are not used to running that fast, first of all. And second of all, it has to do with what we consume, what we eat. And third of all, it's just part of running. You get tired. And God says that's what the spirit spiritual race is. He says you become tired. He says you become weak, but he wants us to rejuvenate. Instead of drinking Gatorade, he says drink from the living water. He says read the word of God. He says and walk in boldness. He says think on the good things, those good things that God is going to give, those things that you've been praying for. When we look at our needs and wants on Mondays, every Monday, let's look back. And God says begin to think on the good things because he's going to give us our needs and then some. He says and then endure. Never throw in the towel. He says, don't give up no matter what. You may be in a circumstance that you don't want to be in, but God says, press through because he says he didn't bring you this far to leave you. And anything he bring you to, he can bring you through. And that's for real. So God says, believe and trust in him. Walk in boldness. Think of the good things. And most importantly, he says, endure. Weeping may endure for a night. He says, but joy comes in the morning. And we are getting ready and expecting. We're expecting goodness all this week. We're expecting God's promises. And I don't have to do anything to prove to you that God said it. You're going to feel it and you're going to know that this has to be God. The doors that open for you is not because you listen to this ministry. It's not because of what I say. It's because of the promise that God has made. The doors that are closed, you're going to thank God for those doors. But the doors that are open are those doors that you are supposed to enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. And never forget, no matter what God blesses you with, no matter what your blessing is, and you know what you've been praying for, God says, do not forget your purpose, your plan, and who sent you. As long as you understand and recognize who sent you and whose you are, then you will reach your destiny. You must understand who sent you, who you are, and you must understand God's perfect plan. Amen? Amen. All right. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening. God is good and he's faithful and he's worthy to be praised. And we just thank God for the revelation. We thank God for the word. Be bold. Think on the good things. Most importantly, endure until the end. The race is not given to the swift, but to the one who endures until the end. Amen. Amen. I have a few announcements to make. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/freedalove, or the AfritaLoveShow.com and click on Love Radio. That's AfritaLoveShow.com. Click on Love Radio. Gospel artists, writers, actors, promoters, journalists, anyone with a positive message, please be sure to Facebook AfritaLove at A-L-F-R-E-D-A or F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E or E-M-O-N-Y-A underscore love at yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. I would love to speak with you. We have many individuals who have contacted me who will be coming on the ministry from all over the world. So I want to be sure to put you on the list. Thank you so, so much. In addition to that, be sure to look at your calendar. Right now, at this particular time, if you go to stellargospelmusic.com, we don't have any events right now. But we're going to add them to our calendars because I have a couple of speaking events and there are some Gospel Music Awards coming up that I would like for you to know about. So please be sure to stay tuned for that. In addition to that, let's look at, as I said before, the stellargospelmusic.com. But before we do that, we would like to congratulate all of the artists who made the Billboard Music Awards list. Most importantly, Mr. Anthony Brown and Group Therapy made the cut for the top gospel artists. We have Anthony Brown and Group Therapy. We have Tasha Cobbs, Kirk Franklin, Travis Green, and Marvin Sapp. For the top gospel album, we have Mr. Anthony Brown and Group Therapy. Ooh, I'm getting excited. Tasha Cobbs, Kurt Franklin, Jonathan McReynolds, and Marvin Sapp. For the top gospel song, we have Anthony Brown and Group Therapy. We have Erica Campbell featuring Big Shiz, I Love God. Then we have Kurt Franklin, Travis Green, and Brian Courtney Wilson. The show will air May 22nd on ABC. Spread the good news. Thank you so much, ABC, for highlighting the gospel industry and the gospel artists. We thank you so much. So we want to thank ABC for doing that. Now, let's look at the stellargospelmusic.com. If you check on this page, you have the artist and song. If your artists have any new songs out, please be sure to inform the Afrita Love Show of any new releases by emailing me at emonya_love@yahoo.com with the artist, album title, label, and release date. Of course, our gospel artists of the week, and these gospel artists have been here for at least 2 weeks, is Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. She is a legend, blessed to be a blessing. Then Pastor Marvin Winans. I'm over it now. Then, of course, our shows for April, we have the Elizabeth Gerald story, which is still a hot topic, and then Meet Miss Janice Montgomery. Then we have the stellargospelmusic.com magazine. Then, of course, TV shows. We have It's a Man's World on Tuesdays, Mary Mary on Thursdays, and the Carmichael Show on Sundays. And then we have For Pete's Sake with Winfrey. So be sure to check that out. I'm going to add that to our TV shows as well. She always puts out great productions. Then, of course, we want to congratulate Empire. They're doing some great things. Then, of course, we have our top 10 Billboard. We only have 4 on here, but we're adding more. Please contact us for events, media, interviews, speaking, or promoting, emonya_love@yahoo.com. We're starting at freetolove.com television. We're going to get around to that. We have Facebook. You can Facebook me, Afrita Love. You can Facebook Afrita Umanya Love. You can Instagram Afrita Love. LinkedIn is Afrita Love. If you want to highlight your church, then please be sure to put the information on this page. We're going to change this in just a second because we have many different churches, but they're still trying to get their websites together and things of that nature. About the Afrita Love Show, you know that I'm an international radio host, passionate leader, speaker, teacher, and council member. I love to speak on education. I'm a child advocate. I also love to speak on wellness and health. I have a couple of conferences coming up that I'm going to give you information on. If you want to know the format of most of my ministries and shows, please be sure to click on any of these particular shows that I've highlighted. I'm going to add more a little bit later. For the contact information, if you want to ask me a question or get in touch with me, please be sure to click on this particular link. Leave your name, your email, subject, and message, and do not forget to click submit. This is if you have an event or you need a speaker. As far as services are concerned, of course, I am a radio host, praise God. We have different events that we put on. On this particular picture, you see Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. She is a legend. She came to help celebrate not only my birthday, but I had a talent show, and she was one of my judges. Then, of course, I speak as well. Then, of course, we have the Spiritual Guide on the Go, and I'm also a blogger. So those are the particular services that we have. Church events around the world, as you know, that right now we do not have any events as far as huge events, but we will begin to fill up this page again because there are many different events. If you have an event, please submit them to me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to be a part of your event. I would also love to promote your event and know about your event as well. In addition to that, if you go to the AfritaLoveShow.com, this is the hub for everything, including gospel artists, books, things of that nature. I'm going to turn down the volume. On this particular website, since we have some new people and some of our veteran individuals on the line, we have Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. She is a legend gospel artist, as I said before. She's interested in filming gospel, so if you need gospel artists, please let me know, as well as Minister LaShawn McLemore. She's interested in ministering gospel. Then, of course, you have the Love Radio. If you would click on Love Radio for a brief moment, you will be right in the middle of the studio. And this is exactly where the show originates from. If you want to check out any of the previous ministries or shows or when I first began, then please be sure to scroll all the way down to the bottom. And there you will see many of the different ministries and shows and interviews that I've had. If you want to go all the way back to the beginning, then please click on all of the numbers. It should be at least 20. So please be sure to click on that. Please be sure to let your friends know the Afrita Love Show is alive and well. Also, if you want to follow the ministry, you will look right under my picture, and you can click follow if your heart so desire. Otherwise, you can look at my Facebook page, Afrida Love, or Fredalove, or Dr. Afrida Love, and you will see the ministry promoted on that page as well. All right? If you scroll down a little bit further, if you need a speaker, then love is always the answer. There are many things that I speak on, which is highlighted in this particular website. I had the pleasure of interviewing with the Hispanic Chamber as well. And also, if you go down a little bit further, there is a spiritual guide to go. We are going to have a book study on a spiritual guide to go. This book is a bestseller, meaning that many individuals have read this book and love this book. This book is to increase the awareness of how God expects us to walk in His Word and identify the principles involved in our faith walk. Excuse me. This is a short read. It's only 50 pages. If you want the PDF, it's $2.99. If you want the Kindle, it's $2.99. But then they have the paperback as well. So be sure to check that out. Okay? Then, of course, let's see here. All right. Then, of course, we have About the Venue. You know that this is an international radio station. We cover people from all over the world, gospel music, and we communicate about different events. Working on a script, The Marcy Jarrell Story. Be sure to check that out, The Marcy Jarrell Story. Location, well, we're online. This is an international radio station. So if you want to connect with me, here's another way, your name, your email, subject, and message. Here's some gospel artists in the industry. Here are some links here. Of course, there is Sister Ruth Bradford, Sister LaShawn McLemore. Then, of course, The Spiritual Guide, Love's Comedy. Then, of course, if you click on LinkedIn, many individuals connect with me on LinkedIn as well, and you can too. So you can connect with me on LinkedIn. Okay? All right. Let's go back. Here are some pages on Facebook, such as Love of Jesus Ministry, if you want to connect with me there, Love's Comedy, if you want to connect with me there. We have many different pages here. And, of course, Love's Media and Event Coverage, if you would like to connect. Then if there's Meet Artist Eddie Ruth Bradford, if you're still on that page long enough, you'll hear music. Then meet Radio Host Dr. Avery Love. And here are some of the subjects that I speak on. Health matters, religion, and, of course, school matters. Okay. The Author Corner, here are some books and authors. Please be sure to check that out. Health and Human Performance, make sure you're moving. Entertainment and Television, here are some of the entertainers. R&B, here are some of the R&B artists. And then meet artist LaShawn D. McLemore. Then here are some community engagement, and we still need to add pictures for the community engagement. Amen. Okay. Now if you go to the last website, which is afrida.hubpages.com, all right, you will see that God blessed me to write a couple of articles this week, okay? And one was Instruction for the Long-Term Memory, so I want you to check that out. One was Godly Things Come to Those Who Pray, and then my Two Cents article. What I want the residents of McLennan County and the residents of Bellmead to do is read my Two Cents article. I want you to obtain a holistic look at why we chose the Two Cents. I want you to look at the whole story and make a sound decision. I don't want you to have half the story because that's not fair to you. I want you to have the whole story, then you can make a decision. And whatever decision you make, I'm going to support it. Because guess what? I am part of this community as well. So whatever decision you make, we're in this together. Okay? So I just want you to have the whole story. I want you to have some more information to add to the, the one-sided information that you already have. So I want you to have some more information, and I want you to understand that we all have a purpose, and that purpose is to make sure that we're doing the best thing, not only for our children, but our grandchildren and for the people of this world. That's what I want you to understand, okay? All right. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfridaLoveShow.com. I want to thank you so much because you could be doing anything else. I want you to remember to walk in boldness, be sure to think on good things, and to endure. Wherever God blesses you, whoever God allows you to be in the presence of, be bold. We didn't say be arrogant. We said be bold, knowing that God sent you, knowing that you belong to God, and knowing that everything's going to be all right, and all things work together for the good to those who love the Lord and who are called by his name. And I told you that God has called some people. And so we must be bold, think on the good things, and endure until the end. Amen? Amen. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda. Love. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.